This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Plans to build a wind farm in western Illinois were announced in 2009. The project has gone through a couple ownership changes since then, and nothing has been built. But the plans are still alive, and the company now doing the project says it expects to have the wind farm operating within the next couple years. Canada-based Capital Power says it will build the wind farm on about 19,000 acres. Two-thirds of the proposed site is in northern McDonough County, the rest in southern Warren County. Matt Martin is a senior manager in project development with Capital Power. He says the company will prepare a special use permit sometime this year for the McDonough County Board to review.
The project was previously approved in the county back in 2011. And so, you know, the project has changed over the last 6 years, but the new application will be, you know, providing the evidence that we still adhere to all the different requirements from the county. We hope that they're able to review it in 2018, and if we can move to construction in 2019, that would that's our goal.
We've been hearing about this project for quite some time. I believe you said you're the third developer involved with
that's
this
correct.
Now over time. So what do you tell someone who says, asks, is this thing ever going to happen?
So what we've told our landowners who have re-signed leases back in 2016 is that Capital Power is an experienced developer. We have 24 different operating facilities around North America. We've built wind farms before, both in Canada and the U.S., and so we're capable of getting it done and to stick with us through 2019, which is when we hope to go to construction.
I noticed the topography you say is flat, which is actually beneficial rather than a bunch of hills that you would put turbines on. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that?
So the flat topography is good in the sense that there's nothing obstructing the wind. There's also very few trees in the area. So it's at the crest of a hill, but it is flat, and that flatness helps ensure steady, consistent winds, which have been measured here for the last 9 years at the site. And this is one of the more robust sites in Illinois.
Apparently the only really robust one in this section of the state. Is that correct?
That's correct. So between the Illinois and Mississippi rivers, there's not a lot of wind farms that have been built. We hope to be, you know, one of the first in this area and be operating here for the foreseeable future.
What is this project going to cost you?
So a 150-megawatt project, we've estimated that the project's going to cost north of $230 million. And so Capital Power, which is a publicly traded company up in Canada, will be investing our own funds in the project.
And then you make that back by selling the power?
That's correct. So we sell the electricity to third parties. We also monetize the tax credits and sell that to third parties as well.
What about, do you have contracts for that energy already, or is that something that happens closer to completion of construction?
So the sale of the electricity is something that we're working on and should happen closer to construction. We do have contracts to sell the renewable attributes, or the renewable energy credits, to three Illinois utilities. That power does not need to be provided until sometime after 2019.
What about this project does this capital find attractive?
So Illinois is a very robust market. I think you've seen, I believe it's the sixth most wind farms you've seen in the country is in the state of Illinois. It has a large manufacturing base, so power prices stay pretty steady in Illinois, which we like. And it's also a really inviting community here in McDonough and Warren County. So we've had, the last 3 years to introduce ourselves, and we've been pleasantly surprised by the number of folks that have been welcoming of a wind farm in the area.
And this, I think, used to go a little bit into Henderson County, too, but that's no longer the case.
That's correct. So the product used to be larger than what it is now. We've downsized it to be the right size for the Ameren electric wires. And so it's been reduced in size to its current 150 megawatts, which we can fit within the McDonough and Warren County footprints.
What other sort of, environmental impacts do you need to investigate as you try to build a wind farm?
Sure. We've been working on the environmental aspects of the site for the last 3 years. It's one of the first things that we do as a developer. We've been doing bird and bat surveys to figure out the avian usage at the site. We've been delineating wetlands and taking a look at streams to ensure that we avoid those areas and minimize the impact.
Is the technology changing? So rather than blades, maybe you have some sort of circle or something? Are there different types of turbines being experimented with all the time?
So you see a lot of experimental prototypes in terms of wind turbine generators, but I guess the tried and true, the three blades on top is the most efficient that we've seen, and also, I guess more importantly, the three blade is at least thus far able to capture the most wind.
There is a Siemens plant right across the Mississippi in Fort Madison. Will you be buying from them, or do you know yet?
So we don't know who we're purchasing our turbines from. We have been in discussions with Siemens in terms of their turbine types, along with other vendors. And so, as the project progresses, you'll see that in our permit applications we'll be applying for Siemens as well as some of the other large generators in the U.S.
Matt Martin is a senior manager for business development with Capital Power. The company plans to build the Cardinal Point Wind Farm in McDonough and Warren counties. Martin says the project will generate $2 million per year in tax revenue for local governments. He says it would produce enough power for around 120,000 homes. The wind farm will employ around 10 full-time workers. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.